At Feeding America, Kentucky's heartland in Elizabethtown, two tractor-trailer loads of apples from Michigan arrived recently, as well as a tractor-trailer full of potatoes. USDA surplus coming in also includes oranges, almonds, pistachios, and canned pork in the form of barbecue or taco filling. More milk and cheese are due in. Executive Director Jamie Sizemore says the food bank is accepting all the food that's available, especially because the fresh produce is a healthy addition to the usual items that have a longer shelf life. The perishables have to be distributed in refrigerated trucks, and quality control must be maintained at all times. Sizemore says the troubling side of the extra food is that the distribution budget was stretched before the surplus, and now it's a serious challenge.
With this additional food coming in with the trade mitigation, we're getting a little bit to cover the cost, but not near enough, not even close to being enough. It takes 11 cents a pound for our operation at this particular food bank to distribute food out into the communities, and we're getting something like 3 cents a pound.
Sizemore says food banks have been asking Congress to provide more funds for distribution, but most of the funding comes from grants or corporate or individual donations. Sizemore says for now the food bank is taking money from other projects to get the perishable food distributed in hopes of making up the expenses in the long term. Feeding America Kentucky's heartland serves 42 counties, including Barron, Hardin, and Warren, and others with hundreds of rural miles to cover to deliver to food pantries, soup kitchens, and other nutrition programs like Boys and Girls Clubs at after-school centers. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.